USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Missile fired from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen towards a Navy warship, the USS Mason, were not intended for the vessel. That's according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The vessels were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
The U.S. is committed to protecting its forces and will take necessary measures, though no specific strikes have been forecasted. The incident follows numerous attacks on U.S. entities in the region amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. For the first time in 3 months, Americans are expressing increased optimism about the economy. The Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board experienced a 3-point rise in November. However, a lower number of consumers are planning to make significant purchases, such as homes and automobiles, in the next 6 months, largely due to persistently high interest rates. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizes that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is a first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor, he said illegal migration has created an urgent need for reform in the asylum and parole systems. McConnell insists on implementing meaningful policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation can be considered by the Senate. Tonight marks the conclusion of the group play stage for the NBA's in-season tournament. The 8-game slate will determine the remaining 4 group winners. 6 group winners and 2 wild card teams will progress to the quarterfinals scheduled for next week. The Indiana Pacers and Los Angeles Lakers have secured their spots in the knockout rounds. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
A Southwest Airlines passenger is undergoing evaluation at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The incident occurred on the Skyway while the plane was stationary, with the man climbing onto the wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. Sports Illustrated has removed multiple articles from its website, admitting they were published under fake names and AI-generated author headshots. Futurism's report revealed that lack of evidence for the author's existence and identified the headshots for sale on digital marketplaces. Texas Governor Greg Abbott completed a tandem skydiving jump with 106-year-old World War II veteran Al Blaschke in the San Marcos area. Both made separate jumps, with Blaschke setting a world record for the oldest man to do a tandem jump in 2020, repeating his feat from his 100th birthday in 2017. The tribute for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is in progress. Judy Woodruff, former PBS NewsHour anchor, expressed initial nervousness about her relationship with Rosalynn.
There was always something genuine about Mrs. Carter, a groundedness and a quiet self-assurance, despite what she later wrote about her early struggles with public speaking.
President Biden, along with former President Obama and Clinton, and all living former first ladies, is in attendance. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.